Thank you, folks, for joining us here on this second hour of the Internet Advisor. If you have a problem with a computer right now, with a printer, with getting on the Internet, or getting around it, something's not working right, and you've been frustrated, and you've been trying to get it fixed, you can't, we have got some folks in the studio right now who have time and time again proven that they can give you help to get back on the Internet, get back on the horse after you've fallen off. And that's Gary Baker and Ed Rudell, who are in studio right now with me, Foster Brown. The way that you get that question answered is simply by calling us at 800-859-0957, like Tom from Metamora. Hi, Tom. How you doing? And welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Just great. Thanks a lot.
How can we help you?
I have a Brother wireless printer. Actually, I have two Brother wireless printers.
Mm-hmm.
One is where I have Internet connection, and it works just fine.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is here where I have no Internet connection. I would like to be able to use it with my computer and my iPad and iPhone.
Okay.
But I don't know how to connect wirelessly without an Internet connection.
Now, tell me, you say it does not have an Internet connection. What do you mean that does not?
I don't have any Internet access here.
Okay, so step back again, because you described one printer you have which has Internet access. Where is that?
Which, Frankenmuth.
Oh, I see. It's someplace else. It's not
it's someplace else. Good.
Suddenly, I was picturing your house with two zones in it, one that had Internet and one that didn't. So the one in Frankenmuth does have Internet, right?
Yes, and that printer is the same one as
same
model
kind.
As the one
right,
here,
exactly.
And it works fine.
But the printer that you have at your house now, which is south of there, near Metamora, right?
Makes a great scanner.
Makes a great scanner right now. And copier, but is not able to be hooked up wirelessly to the other devices, and that's what you'd like to do. You'd like to be able to print
that's
from
what
your
I'd
iPhone.
Like to do.
Okay, Ed, thoughts?
I'm not sure how he's going to get it to work without at least a wireless router at home.
Okay,
Or a computer that you can
connect. I had asked someone about a router, and they said you can't connect to the Internet, which didn't make a lot of sense to me. But
Tom, excuse me, say that again because you broke up. It may be the phone connection.
I'm sorry. I was told that if I had a router connected to it, it still wouldn't work unless the router was on the Internet.
Yes, it has to have an Internet connection.
Well, no, not necessarily.
Oh, okay. Sorry, pardon
me. I had routers before that did not have Internet access. There's two ends of a router, the part that connects to the Internet from your Internet service provider,
mm-hmm.
and the other end of the router that gives out addresses to all the local devices, your home computers, your iPads, your PCs, and your wireless printers.
Okay.
And what you can do is set up a little wireless network amongst yourself, but none of them have Internet access. Basically.
Oh, wow.
But they all have local area.
Thank you. Yep, they all have local access.
So it's a LAN that you set up?
It's around. Basically a LAN and a wireless LAN.
That's fascinating.
So, I mean LAN is LAN,
right.
Local
Area Network.
Area Network.
Right.
Right. But some of the iPad applications will not work because, and even your HP ones, because they rely on basically emailing the you know, whatever you're trying to print to the printer, which does require Internet access. But if you have if you could find an application that will, and possibly Brother provides that allows you to type in the
IP,
like even a static IP address for it, or just natively goes out and scans your local area network or your local network for a Brother printer to see if one responds. It's like almost like a ping, but it's a proprietary. Oh boy, say that again.
A proprietary
ping, where it goes out there. Hey, is there any Brothers out there? Basically, is what it says.
Right.
And I had an HP printer or an Epson printer or a Sony printer, which I do, and when you download their little apps. Because I use mine sometimes offline when I didn't have wireless Internet over the Christmas break, I still could print. And I just basically, it says, it was a Samsung printer. And basically, are there any Samsung printers in the area? Yes, there is. And it went right to the printer because they all worked over the local area network that I have. And now remember, what I had to do with my printer, though, is you can statically define your address. Remember, every time you power up a device, it's usually given an address of like 192.168.1.100, and the next device gets .101, and the next one is 102 and 103. And And what happens is that whenever you have a power failure and they turn off and they come back on, they say, okay, we're everyone, musical chairs, we're all getting new addresses. Okay? That's what happens. And then all of a sudden you lose the ability to print. Well, what the manufacturers from Sony, Epson, HP, Brother, is that's why they created these little devices. They go, is there a Brother's printer out there? And what's your address? And they do a little bit of handshaking beforehand. Okay, I gotcha. There you are. Let me print here.
Great.
So, yeah, you should be able to do that.
So, Tom, one other way you might be able to do it, if it won't find it automatically, is go to the printer and look up, and you'll have to play around. I don't know exactly the commands for a Brother, but you can find the IP address for that Brother printer.
Yes.
And then you go ahead and you manually set it up on your computer to go to that IP address. And that may help it help
you. Oh,
you're
like printing the printer configuration page might tell you that information.
Yes,
as well.
Right. It would.
So get it working from a local PC first, and then try the other peripheral devices, the tablets and the phones.
So when you say get it local, so you mean that, for instance, to hardwire the printer to a local PC?
Sometimes that's easier. Now,
it is much easier.
The recent ones you don't need to, but the early wireless, sometimes you had to set them up wired first and then remove
and
the
then
wire.
Do that. Okay, Tom.
Good point, Gary.
Great.
You got a number of ways of trying it out there. Thanks very much. That was it was kind of a challenging call, but a good one to start things off. So that's how it works, folks. You give us a call, we'll put our experience and brain power to work to help you. But we got to get you calling us at 800-859-0957. You're up next.